If I had tried, it would
looks
be
hard. Is this thing on?
David McCarthy's a fucking mess and a no-show.
Howdy, howdy, ho, folks. Welcome back to another week of wonderful weirdness here at UCR Live. There is daylight saving. I didn't even have to ask. I knew that it happened this time. So, I am here. That wasn't like the last minute. Is the show happening today? I'm here. And then in two more weeks, it's going to be end of daylight savings here. So the show will go back to 11 a.m., which is, you know, even earlier. So yay for us.
One with the view.
The world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we've got, we go from 1 p.m. to 11 a.m. next week.
My favorite thing when Luke started listening to the original show and I realized that we were on at 11 a.m. in Australia. I'm like, we're a morning show. I just wanted to be a morning show and we're on with The View. I was like, oh, good evening, right? America. Good morning, Australia.
Well, we're afternoon at the moment, but morning is coming. So it's,
I can't believe you have gained 2 hours. I'm so friggin' jealous. Holy crap.
Yeah, of what though? Of what?
I would sleep.
We have the fantastic foursome here today. So, Vivi, how are you? How are you, lovely?
I'm
That's good. That's good.
My co-worker was supposed to come back on Monday, but he's not coming back till Wednesday. And I looked ahead to the schedule, and Tuesday had 15 patients on it. And I said, no, this is not going to do. So I talked to the girls up front. We shuffled some stuff around. It had got it down to 12, which I could do. It's going to be stressful. I looked at it today. Some dumbass rescheduled it. And now it's up to 16, and I'm ready to kill somebody. But they double booked 4 people in the same time slot. And... took a 30-minute service and put it in a 15-minute time slot. Just because you put it in the 15-minute time slot doesn't mean I can finish it in 15. Jeez.
Oh my god. So you gotta remember your Hippocratic oath at these times to care for people, even if they're assholes, right?
Fuck yeah.
Just gotta bet.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. And that's why Jeffrey is not a nurse. We've just got his care factor has hit zero. How are you, lovely Miss Long Island? How are you doing?
Oh my god, I'm all right. It's been a week. It really has.
I feel you, baby doll. I feel you.
You've been getting bagged or something.
Like the banks that like crashed, you know, like that they have dissolved, 2 huge banks. Nationwide,
yeah,
basically. And so you know everybody's moving money, and that's what I do. Like I move money in my bank, and it's a lot of work. So I've been busy.
She's
and
like Cardi B. She makes money moves, don't you, Christina?
I do.
I do. I make the money moves. You know? Oh god. Oh god. Well, that's exciting. At least you can't say you were bored.
Right? I'm definitely not bored. Oh my god. I've had. You know, there's not enough medication in the world to make me feel better. Right.
You did post the one TikTok saying you want to be a stay-at-home mom now.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I can only last 6 hours though without being paid. Probably 4 at this point. Forget that.
By the way, we've just had a message from Hetero Tim. You are excused today. It's okay.
Yeah.
Oh. He is excused. He's like, I'm so sorry, I'm not home. I'm like, it's okay. remember when people cared when they said they were going to be on the show?
Not be home.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember those days when people used to be like,
I remember those days.
I'm sorry. Good time.
For me, it was today.
I'm so sorry.
Did you know that we figured out, because there's been a little upswing in people that I know watching/listening. And I went, oh, yeah, just go back to 2021. That's when we started. That's when I started. No, I started at the end of 2020.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we started.
Oh, my God, you've been here for for 2 years.
We've been doing this a long time.
We started back, I think, yeah, March or April of 2020.
And then I was on at the end of 2020. Wow.
Like, oh, we originally started this bullshit in the end of May of 2011.
Yeah, baby. Wow. Long I wasn't time.
There then. I'm not there. No. Or that season.
It's just Jeff and Christina, Jeff and Kitty, who is busy. But
she didn't come on until October.
Oh, well, there you go. It's just you, baby.
Karen came on.
Really? Karen and Ashley.
That summer. No, Karen and Ashley, the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. It's Morphin time. Shift in the
time. We are going to talk about, we got to talk about her today, but that's okay. We're going to talk to Jeffery, who is our working girl extraordinaire. Yeah, you.
My ride back into civilization has been so fucking rude rough. It's not even funny. I can't wait to do stand-up. By the way, if you're going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania, May 13th, look for Scranton Comedy Club. And get you some tickets and come and see me. It's going to be interesting.
I'll be louder.
I thought maybe she was naming a cookie.
It's all right. I've muted it.
This has been the most crazy couple weeks of my life in a long time. And I'm back at the sub shops trying to homeschool children while I'm slicing the salami. Trying to figure out maybe dating.
And
wait, what?
I know.
Oh,
that's all I'm saying.
Hold the phone. You never call, you never write anymore. What?
I'm not talking about it, but I'm just saying. You already know.
This is, now it all adds up. You really need to move over here. So someone can watch them damn kids.
I don't need you to watch the kids. Bitch, you are not a kid person. Absolutely not.
Your kids, I get along with your kids. They know when it's time to not be around Uncle Stevie.
I need a partner in crime.
It's all good. It's interesting.
We had Tyler's birthday. We saw
Look Who's Talking Three.
Look Who's Talking Three, and it turned into Look Who's Talking Three, which was fine. Tyler was still happy.
I never seen the third one.
It was with the dog.
I hadn't either.
And it started. I haven't seen it in years. I actually saw it a theater over when it originally came out in the movies, which was kind of trippy, right? And the first joke was knock knock, who's there? Transsexual. My foster grandson is across from me, who's like 7, and he goes, did she just say what I think she said? I'm like, oh, Jesus. You know, my friends are there with their kids, and I'm like, oh, God. And then there's like the part where they're like, Santa's not real, and he sees a store Santa, and I'm like,
oh, that's
really like, what the fuck are we watching? And then there's the part where there's like a chihuahua who's got like a Mexican accent, and he's like talking about you, pendejo. And Chai Chai speaks Spanish, she's Puerto Rican, so he's like, that dog's swimming. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, I should have just let him watch Mannequin. He wanted to pick Mannequin, but I was like, there's a naked dummy in it, you know. I thought people might be, and then my cousin, she's like, yeah, the Santa shit. I'm like, oh god, nobody cared about the other stuff, but just, I'm like,
it's all right. Vera and I had this conversation this week. We did an assigned seating on Tu Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar. And we talked about, you know, the appropriateness of language and kind of easing up a little bit on movies that were made and giving them their space and go, hey, these movies were made at this time when these attitudes and this language was, you know,
right,
acceptable.
Yes, but I don't think that the current generation,
they don't get it. They don't get it, but you know.
And if you, I don't know, because it's shocking, right? When you go back and watch a movie, even when we did, What the fuck do we do there with the Bette Midler and Shelley Long?
Oh, Outrageous Fortune. Outrageous Fortune.
That one, right? I hadn't seen that in years, and go back and watch it, and I'm like, oh God, oh God, oh God. Madhouse was another one with Kirstie Alley and John Larroquette. We watched it, and I'm like, oh, I'm like, oh my God. Like, no, this is, you know what I mean? And as a kid, like, I didn't know. Half the time, I didn't even know what they were saying.
Yeah. If you've got time to get upset about movies from 20, 30 years ago using language and ideas that were acceptable slash prevalent that time, don't watch it.
How it could affect the people that it was about.
I know, but there's nothing you can do about that now. You can go, this is a historical artifact.
That movie existed in your life, and look at how you turned out.
Even like A Christmas Story. Right. Like, I didn't understand half of the jokes in that movie until I was older. And then you hear it in the dad, and you're like, whoa, like certain things were just too much back then. But
they do that in kids' shows. Like, how many kids' shows did you watch back in the day? And then you watch it now and you go,
Ren
and Stimpy went over The Simpsons over everyone's head back in the day. And you watch it. Oh, God. Okay.
South Park.
Right, yeah. South Park. Well, not really.
The only thing my mother really tried to ban me from was Howard Stern on E. It was the only thing that my mother was like, I don't watch it. And only because she told me I couldn't watch it was I like, oh, bitch, I have a TV in my room. Bye. So, of course, I then went and watched it because she said I couldn't.
You should have let you watch more of it. You could have given it like you could have been like a real straight boy. Like, hey, how you doing?
Well, my mother was like the woman who she thought Playboy degraded women, and she thought Howard Stern was a pig. But you know, I was the kid that was watching soap operas with her and watching Dynasty in Dallas with her.
There were clues.
It wouldn't was not landing at 4 years old.
It was never a mystery. I'm saying, you know.
No.
Nope.
Luke and Laura.
Oh, God.
Oh, General Maria Lustig. Got in that plane accident on All My Children, and Edmund was there, and she... Oh, God.
Oh, God, Jeffrey. I have someone that I think we should interview. I'm going to see if Luke can get, and I think you'll die, but we'll talk about it later off air. I've thought of who I want. But let's jump into this week's...
Hot load of hot topics.
Brought to us by the ever pendulous breasts of one Katrina A. Johnson.
From Nickelodeon's all
that. From Nickelodeon's all that. Now, that's not appropriate for those boobies aren't appropriate for kids, but my God, do people love Kitty now? There's so, again, been talking to people who haven't listened / watched the show. I'm like, oh, Katrina, like that girl from all that. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, go look at her Instagram now. They're like, I am a fan. I'm like, of course you are. Because they're straight boys and they like titties, so more power to them.
They always are.
And those are some big titties.
All boys like titties.
Those are some big old titties to like, aren't they? She got a pair. They do. I appreciate a good pair of boobs.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Who doesn't?
It's kind of been a delicious week in news, I have to start with this one. Lauren Bobert's bastard grandbaby. How? Oh, that is so delicious. It has to be fattening, right? That is just fucking hilarious. I can't.
We don't know that he's a bastard yet. They may force the teenagers to marry.
But he was conceived a bastard. Once a bastard, always a bastard. Yeah, baby. Right.
They're going to push that bitch down the stairs.
That kid doesn't even look like he's old enough to shave. Let's look again. He looks like fucking Grayson Chance from Ellen. What's up with
the Trump hair?
Hello. Hello. But how? That's just, I can't.
The moral he's better go authority first. Who Jesus should run the country. Now, a bastard grandchild is having a baby, who herself had a baby as a teenager, who has a rap sheet, whose husband showed his dick to underage kids. And she's the fucking moral authority.
That was my my joke this week was, it seems that exposing yourselves to minors was is a genetic predisposition in the Bowman family.
The fucking hot potato.
Oh my god.
That it's just great. I think that is some schadenfreude moment.
I find it ironic.
Alanis.
But I don't have enough schadenfreude to hate on the teenagers. Teenagers have hormones, this shit happens. I feel bad that they're probably going to be forced to carry this child to term, and these children are going to have a child.
Oh, didn't you read the quote? They chose life. They've chosen life like that kid was ever going to be able to get an abortion.
They are being forced to have this child.
Oh, yeah. Chosen life. I'm choosing life. It's like,
it's
fuck
gonna
off.
Be so hard to raise that kid when you got $12 million in the fucking bank that you stole.
You got God. This is the universe repaying you for being a huge thunder cunt. This is what you get. This is what you get.
I don't think she feels bad about this in the least.
She doesn't.
She doesn't. But it's just so delicious. It's the, you know. I'm not saying she deserved it, but God's timing is always right. Like, you know, I'm not saying she deserved it. God's timing is always right.
She's a whore, but if the vagina flaps,
you know, like, but what ground does she have to stand on? What ground does she have to stand on?
Kids have hormones. Kids get crazy. Kids want to get laid. It's not their fault.
But it's her fault. It's her fault. His father's fault. But tell them to wrap that shit up.
Christian Roy is telling them that they can't use birth control. They can't have sex education. Right. They can't know what the possibility is.
This is not about her son. It's not about her son. Or the girlfriend. It has nothing to do with them. It's not about vilifying the kids at all. This is about her, her politics, and her bullshit. It's about that fucking hate that she's spewing and the bullshit.
But I'm never going to fund food stamps. I won't fund pre-K. I won't fund child care.
The Constitution is just a piece of paper. It doesn't mean anything with all this junk. And the country was meant to be ran by religion.
I bet she was very interested in the one piece of paper being the paternity test. She was very interested in that piece of paper, I'm sure. Can you imagine the behind the scenes of this?
Oh, you know they stuck the needle in that baby.
Oh yeah. A pin cushion.
Is it not allowed in that Christian world?
Oh, they would have, but they would
no,
have.
No, they don't really do it anymore unless it's absolutely necessary. Everything
well,
is like through a blood test.
Because it's traumatic.
Leslie, that kid is knocking them up. That's well, true. And look,
if the dick fits,
if you're a parent, it's your job to go, hey,
I mean,
wrap
what
it,
did you think was
going to
happen with those?
I
want to
bet my bottom dollar that he didn't learn this behavior from a library book.
Yeah,
it sure wasn't one of those banned Dr. Seuss books that weren't banned for, you know.
That's
one of those books.
Dad's too busy flopping it out for every teenager to see.
Kids.
Yeah, but watch out for the drag queens.
Yeah,
the drag queens ruining America.
The drag queens are ruining America.
Yeah, it's brown. White it's not trash. Hooters, you know, because men in dresses are
white. I just, what kind of moral authority can she possibly ever stand on ever again? It was tenuous. To start with,
the Christian right is still in love with Donald Trump, who had a mistress while his wife, his third wife, was pregnant, cheated on his second wife with his third wife, and cheated on his first wife with his second wife. And he has
he's out there grabbing pussies
of sexual assault. And the Christian right still loves Donald Trump.
See, that's my hard thing with him, right? So you could say whatever you want, but to say that he's such a great guy. This is my issue, right? I've always just thought he was a trash bag human. And to be a woman and defend him always kind of made me cringe, because to know all those things about how shitty he is and the things that he said, it's like, how do you justify that to your daughters? How do you justify that to your children? Do you then look at that man and say, yeah, he's something you want your kids to live up to?
This man sexualized his 12-year-old daughter.
He said if he would date his daughter, like, on the fucking view.
He wasn't his daughter. He would date her.
Like,
she was 12.
That's the
and stuff they're talking about drag queens sexualizing children. This is the part I don't get. And I know there are people on this panel that love Trump. I cannot understand.
I don't love him. Ayo, I don't love him. It's not a love.
Whoa, she got real Long Island there.
It's defending, because my father is such a huge supporter that it's been ingrained in me. You have to understand, Vera, it's nothing personal. It's the way I grew up. I hate it. I hate the way that I fucking think because of this.
Until 3 years ago.
You understand, like, it's just
Peter says this is completely Nick Cannon's fault. He's afraid he's accelerating making the white
minority.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm definitely not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, but I like to think fiscally conservative, like socially liberal.
I was a Republican, I was a teenage Republican, I was on the bus waving the flags for Bush for the first. I thought Reagan was a good guy. It took me 40 years trying to make it in a white man's world to figure out none of these people are on my side.
Yeah.
But I also
believe that's the thing, like,
Republicans don't care about poor people. And I do, and I know you don't agree, Vera, but I do believe Democrats just pretend to care about poor people. I do think they do more. But well, I think they just do enough to pass a legislation.
How about that?
Wubba?
Tim and I had a moment on the chat this week where we both agreed that the system is broken. Money forces that keep both sides from doing their intended goals or driving the intended goals.
I would like to see somebody come in. But the Republican
track record is far and away worse than the
Democratic
track record.
Not worry about a fucking election and just do the fucking job.
Yeah.
Get in the office, do the fucking job, and not worry about what the next election's going to bring. Just do your goddamn job.
Well, if we had publicly funded elections and they weren't funded with dark money, we might be having that kind of politician. If they weren't sucking up to those big dollar dark money donors so that they could get Kristen Sinema and what's his name? They're fucking corporate Democrats. They take so much corporate funding that they couldn't vote for a Democratic principal to save their freaking lives.
Well, they're not any better. Yeah, I mean, they take just as much bullshit.
Like, if you would just listen, like, again, this is my entire life, just hearing the things that my dad, my uncle, and my mom, you know, again, all of them would be saying in front of me, you would understand why I think the way I think sometimes, and then again, like, why I side a certain way, but, you know, I don't agree with half of the shit that this guy does, or more than half. But, you know, but then my dad will be like, oh, well, he's doing this. And it's like, oh, okay, I like that. Like, you know, like, and then he'll tell me all the bad shit that Biden does. And then he'll tell me all the good shit that Trump does. And he won't talk shit about Trump. And it's all Fox News. And again, it's just Daily News too. My father canceled his Newsday subscription. Like, this is my father. You know, like, again, it's just. 36 years of fucking torture. Can't get away from it.
I gotta tell you, I am very thankful that my father died before Trump, because my father has horror stories about the Democratic Party. When he was a child, my uncle was poised to be the first Mexican-American governor of the state of New Mexico. He was on the verge, and then a Democratic misinformation campaign landed him in prison and sidelined his political career. But not only did they sideline his political career, but they damn near forced his family out of the state. They were sabotaging the wells on the ranch. They were starving, stealing cattle. They were committing all these atrocities against my dad's family. My dad has reason to hate Democrats. And I grew up with him. But after, like I said, after 30 years of trying to make it in a white man's world as an overweight single woman of color, I figured out that there is a lesser of two evils. And while the Democrats ain't perfect, they beat the shit out of the other guys.
Yeah.
You know?
But my dad was a Trumpy bear. Like, the all the girls know who Trumpy bear is. Like, the bear.
Oh, gosh.
That looks like Trumpy. I should bring it in. Next week.
These kids are coming into the world whether or not, you know, they are stopped by their parents, and they need to discover that, you know, it's not a good thing, because Sarah said, "Fuck me, those kids," this week. Oh. Look at these kids' faces. Look at the faces on these kids.
He's looking at her like, "Bitch, you look like you've had one too many shots of Botox."
Are those her kids? Those are not her kids.
No, right? these are just rent to child, I'm sure. So for those of you that don't know what we're talking about, former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders has signed a youth hiring act, which says that children under 16 do not need permission from the Division of Labor to work or obtain an employment certificate verifying their age, work schedule, and written consent from a parent or guardian. So children as young as 9 years old can now be forced to work.
Why?
I better get back down south because I got two kids.
Why would they want
you? Draconian.
Right? You got some kids to put to work, Jeffrey.
But
y'all want to just keep your hand out?
No more.
No more campaign financing. I agree, Joyce.
No more. But what is this going to aid? What I get that it is trying to be.
What's the purpose of that? For what? Why?
Yeah, for why?
Well, exactly. Why?
Did I have a bunch of farms in Arkansas that I missed?
Yeah, they are saying, so the article says it is kind of trying to ensure that, you know, if there are dodgy labor laws for immigrants and da-da-da, that so they're at least getting paid for it. I'm like... So you want to bring the immigrants into the country so you can force them to work.
The undocumented children have been working all along.
Yeah.
Protecting them.
They don't have to go to school. No, you want them to do the shitty jobs so you can underpay them. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's got to work the drive-thru, baby. That's
somebody's got to do the laundry.
It's about working for free, right? So that they... You can be forced to take a job for $4 an hour.
Yeah.
That's the right to work. You know?
Well, do they get minimum wage?
No, they want to abolish minimum wage. So the right to work means that an employer can pay what they can afford to pay. And they can tell you that they can afford to pay you $4 an hour. If
this
you live
is
in a right to work state, yeah. they can disregard minimum wage law.
This is some Oliver Twist shit.
We're gonna
go back to kids losing their hand in a loom or something.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
I'm sure Arkansas is very close because, you know, I was on the border of Arkansas, right? I grocery shopped in Arkansas. Missouri's minimum wage was, it just went up, I think, either $10.75 or $11 an hour, right? And the convenience store that was up around the corner, she's like, "Oh yeah, it hit us really hard. We had to be real careful." And I'm like, "Yeah, $10.75 did you in?" I'm like, "Your prices are the same as they are in New York, where we're all paying people like $17, $18, $19 an hour."
Yeah.
What the hell is going on down here?
$75 now.
Right, but they're not making any money. You know what I mean? So something's going on somewhere.
Yeah,
that's bad business. Yeah. If you're not making money, no. That's bad business.
It's not
the right to work. Is the right to work for free?
Yeah, union, right. Sally Field.
I'm a union girl. I am a union girl.
Union. I love it, but So we're going back to teenage pregnancies and children working. I got a bad feeling. There's going to be another Cold War around the corner.
Very popular.
Russia's involved. I'm like, did we step back in time? Brendan Fraser, blast from the past much. I'm like,
hello. I love
that movie. I know, right? Well, let's talk a little bit about the Oscars. We're going to talk about our queen icon, all round, you know, legend, living legend. Jamie Lee Curtis is now not only a BAFTA winner, but she is an Oscar winner. So congratulations, Jamie Lee.
That's actually the SAG Award.
Yeah, and the SAG Award as well. So she win the BAFTA? She went, no. I can't remember. BAFTA
traditionally doesn't go to people out of England.
Exactly.
You know.
But look, if you read the news, we all know it wasn't Angela Bassett this week. That's all I'm saying.
I love Angela Bassett too. And I thought her scenes in Wakanda Forever were the most powerful.
Of course they were.
But
she's an actress. She of course.
That feeling getting a nomination from a Marvel movie.
Right. And it just comes down to the fact that not everyone can win all the time.
Right.
No matter how much goodwill you want to put into it, you can't win all the time.
But come on. If you compare her, like when she's talking about losing her whole family in that movie versus what did she get nominated for? Everything, Everywhere,
All at Once.
Her character in that?
She had like 10 characters in that.
Really?
Really? She had like 10 characters.
I saw it. I mean, I didn't finish it. I'm halfway through it. But really? She beat Angela Bassett? Like,
but it's not a publicly voted award. This is the thing. Not a publicly voted award.
I lost my over that character? That role? Come on.
10 characters. She had like 10 characters.
Okay, but still.
In the multiverse, like, she had 10 different versions still, of herself.
I'm not saying, look it, I think.
I'm not a voting member.
Jamie Lee Curtis, I think, is a very talented actress. I think she deserved to win at some point for something. I don't know that that was it.
Frankly, isn't that always the way?
If I were a member of the Academy, I'd have given it to Stephanie Hsu.
I feel like that's not an uncommon thing, that people win an Oscar for not their best role.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's been, I'm like, really?
I think that's Whoopi, like a club, right?
Whoopi
like,
should have won for Color Purple, but instead she won for Ghost. Right?
Danger Girl. Yeah. Let's be honest. She was good in both, let's be honest. But Jamie Lee Curtis, the reason why we have Jamie Lee Curtis on the screen is that she has she is all of us, and she has come out saying that she will no longer go to concerts that do not start at a decent hour. She is embodying every old person in all of us that goes, she's like, it's past 8 p.m. No, it's not happening. She's like,
matinee. I will go. She's all about
she's all about the matinee. She's all like, I will see a matinee show. She's like, I don't care if it's Adele. I will be angry at Adele while she's singing. While she is singing to me, I will be angry at Adele if she's not there. Bruce Springsteen, do a fucking matinee. You're old. Why wouldn't you let me come see you? Bruce Springsteen in your glory days, pun intended, and do it at noon or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock matinee, she screamed on the red carpet at the Spirit Awards. Jamie's just letting loose.
I'm with her because, especially, you know, that I'm older. I mean, it's obviously not really shit I'm going to do with kids, but if I'm going to go out to do something like that, you know, I want to have cocktails, I would much rather do it at 3 o'clock because I want to go to bed at fucking 8 p.m. so that I have a full night's rest. So I'm not fucked up the next day because I got shit to do.
Yeah,
I do not want to go have cocktails and go to an event like that and be up till fucking 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and be exhausted or hungover. It's the last thing. I'm not doing it.
I want to be able to come home, get comfy in my sweat, you know, ride out the hangover, and exactly pass the fuck out, wake up the next morning, be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel the same way about support acts.
Hey, too. Like,
Like, support acts for group. Like, if a concert says, I am starting at 7:30, then start at 7:30. Don't make me sit through Betty fucking Jones, nobody strumming a guitar for 20 minutes.
And
then have another half an hour break and then start again. I'm like, just start the show. No one cares. Get off. Unless it's a co-headlining thing. Nobody cares. Get it. Like, I went and saw Sheryl Crow and Melissa Etheridge together. Yeah, I get it. One of them has to go first, one of them goes second. They swapped the whole tour. But I don't also need, you know, Sally Mae and fucking Rita Goodridge and whoever else.
Why wouldn't they say the opening act starts at blah, blah, blah?
They do once you buy the tickets. They do once you buy the tickets. You're like, are you fucking me?
But they also want you in your seats by a certain time.
That never happens.
I didn't know who the headliner was. I went to a weekend concert like 4 years ago, and I didn't know who the opener was going to be. Turned out to be fucking Ashanti. I was like, holy fucking shit.
I would have been like, yeah.
My 2000 glory days. I'd have
been like, we just make up to break up.
Yeah, girl. You know, I fucking, I was like, shit, dude, my pants.
That chapter two was the shit. Okay, all those fucking cuts that nobody fucking like knew. But I'm like, oh my god,
Shanti, give us a call. We'd love to have you on the show.
And then her fucking doing. Oh my god, that fucking her J-Lo and Ja Rule, and it's all Ashanti. They ain't even know J-Lo on it, and she's in the video lip syncing to Ashanti through the whole fucking song. Yeah. You're like, bitch, I know that. You hear that? Is that that's not
the drama. We love it. But I love it when it's like, I will complain about a support act, but I love it when they surprise you and you're like, oh, you're actually quite good. I'm getting down to you. But it's got to be someone I know.
How about when Ashanti got kicked off the fucking Fabulous song? So who into was you. It? And they put Tamia back on it because that was her song. You know, she released it originally.
Oh, shit.
Jeffrey.
Really?
He's got. Jeffrey. Oh, I sent a message to you because I know you love trashy reality shows. Please tell me that you are going to watch or have seen some of SWV and Escape.
I have not.
Queens of R&B.
Bitch, that would be right up my alley.
Oh, it's a show?
No, I was like the R&B boy.
It's a show. It's a reality show.
With SWV.
It is amazing. Sisters with Voices. I get weak in the knees.
I know. They're on it?
Yeah.
I didn't get that. What channel is this on? Escape. When?
It's on Bravo, so if you got...
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know me and my... not secret lovers, but... What the fuck is...
Jeffrey's having a moment. He can't.
A stroke.
Just that. All along it was Ashanti. that should be a shirt. That should be an initial shirt. All along it was Ashanti. With no context. I love it. Yeah. That would be great. But nice. This would be a real life. But yeah, Jeffrey, you need to check that out. Speaking of musical comebacks that may be happening, this made me go, qua. Apparently there's going to be a bit of a Black Eyed Peas reunion.
I heard that.
So it is heavily rumored that Fergie is on this current season of The Masked Singer in the US. And the Black Eyed Peas have tried to release music without Fergie. And Fergie has tried to release music without the Black Eyed Peas. And it's not good.
My God, that last album was trash.
It's not good. So I think this is the smart move. I like put egos aside, get back together, make some money, and get out. Like get while the getting's good.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was bad blood. I thought Fergie just left to have babies.
Nah, she pissed them off. Do you think you could step back into one of your old jobs that you didn't love just to get a payday? Jeffrey.
That I didn't love?
Yes.
No.
That was an awkward working situation for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really depends. It really depends. Like, what kind of payday?
Yeah. The payday at my old job wasn't as good.
if it was a Black Eyed Peas style payday, I think
it was a Black Eyed Peas style payday.
You would just go. Yes.
Look at all these.
How long?
Yesteryear groups.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah, and this is the whole point of that SWV escape show is that they're like, we don't get along, we hate each other, and SWV like, we barely talk, but we just get on stage and do our job.
Right.
They got flown to Africa, six-figure payday.
Wow.
Why wouldn't you? You don't have to be friends to work
together.
Yeah,
even if you just did it for a year.
Yeah, you're just singing. Right. Like, what the fuck?
Right, get on stage, sing your songs, and don't talk to anybody.
Well, in reality, how many friends, you know what I mean, like co-workers, really are you friends with?
A couple of them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
outside of work.
There's certain situations where that doesn't make sense, right?
You, Jeffrey.
Right, but I mean, in most cases...
Jane, my best friend Jane, my best friend Karen.
Look, it always helps. It but always helps everybody. If you can be friendly with someone at work. Yeah. If you can have friends at work,
yeah,
it's helpful. It makes your life easier. But you don't got to be friends with the people you work with.
No.
Right.
You're there to do a job.
Yeah, I've made best friends from working with people, that's for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah,
not right now.
When it comes to a payday like that, I would just swallow it down and be like, yep, I can sing a hook to a song. Let's go. Yeah, baby. Well, speaking of swallowing it down, this was great. This was great news as well.
Oh my God.
This is Diplo.
I'm happy for you guys.
Diplo. Now, Diplo has made waves because he was on Emily Ratajkowski's show, High Low, a podcast. And he says that he does not want to define his sexuality. That he is definitely not gay.
Look at him and the tattoos and the hair.
I will take him. If he is gay, I don't give a shit.
He has definitely sucked a dick.
Well, no, he says. So he says, I'm sure I've gotten a blowjob from a guy before, for sure, 100%. He says he doesn't want to define that he's gay. I think the best answer I have is that I'm not gay. There are a couple of guys I could date life partner-wise. It's more of a vibe over gender. The temperature of our culture has changed and men can be more fluid. Now, this is... I know it's, you know, like soundbitey and headline-grabbing, but he is also, like, he's a pretty major music force, but he also has...
There's a lot of shit.
Three sons. Like, and he is in the public eye, and he is willing to come forward and go, yeah, whatever.
Bitch, I'll drop on my knees.
Yeah.
I think I think that anyone would. It sounds like you're already on your way out of retirement. But anyway, allegedly.
You better move your ass over here quickly, Steven. I can't be working all this salami by myself.
But I think that's kind of cool that someone, you know, when there's so much drama around like Sam Smith and da da da, it's like straight guys love a bit of Diplo. They love it. They love a remix. They love a DJ. And he's just like, yeah, so what? Like, it happens. It happens. Like, it doesn't matter who it happens with. I think that's pretty progressive and cool. And it doesn't hurt that he is smoking hot.
Yeah, really.
Right. Yeah, boy.
Look at that.
Cut. Doesn't hurt. At all.
I was going to say extremely inappropriate.
How many quarters you think?
I want to know.
You're telling me at this point in your career of a gay man, I'm sure you've had plenty of dicks. You don't think that you're accurately good at predicting how many quarters?
I think it's pretty big.
Okay. How many? Yeah. Give me a number.
Well, see, I the quarters thing throws me out.
Christ. Yeah, he doesn't have quarters.
How many inches?
I think it's at least 8.5.
Okay. Christina, how many quarters?
For what?
For Diplo. How big is Diplo's dip?
Measured in quarters.
I reckon he's 8.5, 9.
I think it might be a little bit bigger than average. So we're talking like.
Look, she's giving hand motions like, and stuff.
All right. 6 or 7 inches. I'm talking like 6 or 7 inches. If it's bigger than 8, then we have a problem.
7.5.
Yeah.
I think he's.
Can you put your
picture
back up?
I can get it. Yeah, hold on. I've deleted it, but I can put it back up. Hold on one second. Sorry. Talk amongst yourselves. It's all right. I love that we've gone.
I need to take a peek at him again.
Yeah.
To really get my accurate. Okay, let me see here.
Look at those wrists. 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's not much of a bulge there, though.
I don't know. I'm thinking like 6.5.
Okay.
Whatever. But he's very pretty.
Oh, he's pretty. Yeah, that's fine. He's not the guy for me at 6.5, but it's fine.
You know,
Jeffrey has needs.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
I like a big
deal. At the moment, I'll take anything. So it's all good. I'm out there. All right, we'll go. We've had talk about children and baby makers, so let's have some good vibes to finish the show. Yeah, I know.
Mira, she's like, yeah.
She needs a Yeti. She needs a Yeti.
Like, give me that multi-purpose.
Do you know who is getting the D? And we know that she's getting the D.
Mira.
Lindsay. She's having the baby. Lindsay Lohan's having the baby.
She doesn't even look like herself anymore.
But you know what?
No.
Mrs. Garrison. Girls, girls, girls. I know.
The facts are life. Look like herself.
Yeah, but you know what? Who would have thought 3 years ago that the bitch should be married, making movies, and having a baby? Everyone was happy to write her off.
Yeah, really.
Good for her. I'm having a good for her moment. Mm-hmm. I hope that she actually
makes comeback is always stronger than a setback.
Oh, yeah. I hope that she makes some good movies sometime soon, but you know.
Oh, that was a cute Christmas movie.
Yeah, I fucking hate Christmas movies.
If she had too much Botox, she might not be able to move her face.
That's all right. Can Nicole Kidman? She's an Oscar winner.
No. I had no idea she was even fucking, that she was even married.
Leave Nicole Kidman alone.
I love the joke. That's like, it's nice to see Nicole Kidman has been freed from that empty cinema.
That was a good joke.
It was a good joke. Heartwarming moments as well. Job. Jimmy Kimmel was pretty funny. Everyone's always going to find fault with anyone who hosts anything. Right. So, you know. But there's going to be people that find fault with this. But I had a little bit of a moment this week. Did you guys watch the trailer for The Little Mermaid yet?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Okay. I think she's the perfect Ariel. I think Melissa McCarthy looks fantastic.
I agree.
I think the casting looks great, but I thought it looked a little cheap.
But it's not meant to be high. This is the thing. It is not meant to be allegedly like The Lion King live action when there's not a live action anything in there. It is... These are live actors in a cartoon world. So it's like kind of like, I guess, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Uncanny Valley kind of moment.
Yeah, I'm not really.
It made me go like this.
Judgment.
It made my jaw drop. It made me have nostalgia.
I guess that. I was thinking more like Avatar. You know what I mean? Where it was they were going to build a world. It was a live action.
We haven't
mermaid.
Seen as she as but Vera like, says. What you, we haven't seen just, it. Yet.
I reserve judgment.
And it was just this one part of it where I thought, like the special whatever. Effects just looked cheap. I was like, oh, I hope not.
But why? Why in like today's, today's age, whatever the fuck. With all the technology that we have, why wouldn't they just go all out and actually like remake The Little Mermaid? Not like live action, like you said, like Avatar. Why not? Like you got green screens and all that other shit. Like,
It could be because it's just a trailer. It might not be finished. So
true. It might not be finished. They do toy with these things up until the last, very last minute these days because it's all they have to do is send a file these days. They don't have to send reels and canisters of film. What was the
one show that ended up being super great that the trailer looked trash? It looked horrible.
People blew up about She-Hulk.
Yeah, it looked horrible, and it ended up looking just fine.
I fucking love that show, but it was meant to be...
You okay, Christina?
She-Hulk was meant to be that kind of fake reality. Like,
and that what's that one with the little man? It got canceled. No. The show on Disney Plus, they're canceling shit left and right now.
Yeah, they are.
Bob Iger's not fucking around.
Willow. They're like, please give me another 7 Toy Stories, another 6 Frozen, so we know that there is money coming in. Maybe I've been to your theme parks. I know how much things cost.
Maybe it's because nobody wants to go to Florida anymore.
I want to go to Florida.
Maybe I've
never been. I want to go to the nice tourist spots of Florida.
I love Florida,
I want to go visit Marie. Florida. I want to go visit Marie.
I love Destin.
I want to see some shit. Florida's, I want those iguanas falling out of trees. I want to see that.
That was like when Chick-fil-A came out against the gays in Hobby Lobby, and it was like, you got to draw the battle lines. Like, where do you stand? Are you the gay that goes Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby? Anthony is.
That's why Vera's upset.
Anthony went to Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby in the same fucking day.
All right, so we were all around in the 80s, so we would all have an opinion on this. Jenna Ortega is apparently going to be playing Lydia Dietz's daughter in Beetlejuice 2. Bitch is getting paid.
Here's the thing. I think that's great. I love her. I think she'll be fabulous in anything. But if that means that Winona Ryder's not in it, I'm going to be fucking pissed. And if they don't figure out how to put those two sons of bitches in it.
No, I'm pretty sure they're definitely doing it. And the delay is that Winona's filming Stranger Things this year.
No, I want to see Gina Davis.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're trying to get everyone back. Like, they were talking to Catherine O'Hara, and she's like, yeah, I want to do it. Let's go.
You can't put the dad in because he's like a child diddler or something.
He's a child diddler.
They'll just kill him off. It's all right. It's all good.
That's my if you don't let me gut this house and make it my own, I will go insane and take it my own.
The nostalgia train is there. Everyone's ready for. They've been waiting for this movie since the fucking first one. So,
oh my god! Can you imagine what it could look like now?
It'll be amazing. Beetlejuice 2 now. Hello.
I would love to see a sequel to.
I want to see Beetlejuice 2, and I want to see a new Gremlins movie, but with the original cast.
Yes. I really want to see a sequel to Dirty Dancing with Jennifer.
Well, it's coming, baby. They're filming it. It's happening.
I think that if that is done right in the 90s and Johnny died and she's going back. You know,
she's going back to honor him and then she finds new love. Oh, God, forget about it.
I think it'd be better if she doesn't find a new love, but she finds herself.
She helps people find their love.
She ends up
buying it, and she's like, oh,
she and that's her job. And she's had the time of her life.
It's beautiful. Oh, God, it's beautiful.
So wonderful.
There he is.
So wonderful.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
And there is wonderful news for
Jeffrey in the corner.
We do have to mention it because our show is built on the foundation of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. But Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, once and always, the reunion movie will be dropping on Netflix April 19th. I'm sure we're going to try and talk to someone. Luke's working on something in the background.
Even if you don't like Power Rangers anymore, just
check it out.
Just turn it on and watch it, you know?
The nostalgia factor, it looks like it's going to be very, very high. It looks like they're going to... Our dear friend Karen Ashley.
That's right. Support my friends. I love Karen, Stevie, and Catherine's in it. David's in it.
David. Yeah, Walter.
Walter. Yeah. So it's going to be exciting to see them all. I'm excited. Like, I'm knowing them, hanging out with all of them. I don't know Walter that well, but the rest of, you know what I mean? Like,
it's nice to see your friends have another crack. You know what I mean? It's always nice to see.
Yeah, especially Karen and I have been through so much together. So it's
We're looking forward to seeing Aisha back in there going, oh girl, with her brains getting it. I'm ready for it. It's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is amazing on the weekly though?
What?
Vera's fire dead. Truck.
Vera's.
Is it that time dead. Already?
Oh. Oh yeah, that's fuck me in your son's fire truck.
That was what? Abbreviated. Usually okay. Longer.
I know I've changed things up, me. Here we go. 3, 2, all 1, right.
All right, kids. An important event happened yesterday, and it's gone viral, so I'm sure many of you have seen or heard it. An author, and I have to look up her name because I don't remember her name, Bethany Mandel, who wrote Stolen Youth, was the star of the CPAC convention this week. And Stolen Youth is running up the conservative bestseller lists. It's about how the woke liberalists are stealing the ideological soul of the youth of this country. And she was interviewed on The Hill by Brianna Joy Gray. I had to write their names down. I didn't remember it. And Brianna had a very simple first question. The opening question for Ms. Mandel was, define woke. And the viral video is the woman, it means a hierarchy. It means could not answer the question. Could not define woke after having written a fucking book about it. Well, let's talk about the word woke. Where does it come from? The liberal agenda. They want everything to be woke. The term woke came to life after the Great Migration, where Southern Blacks, freed from slavery, living in poverty in the South, before the First and Second World War, were moving north to take over jobs and serve in the military where they could make better wages and live better lives. And when these migrants who were now living in northern cities, Detroit, Chicago, New York, Boston, would go down south to visit family and friends, they were always reminded to stay woke, because when they get down south, it wasn't going to be friendly. Their middle class wages were not going to buy them acceptance in any Holiday Inn. It was the time of the Green Book, where they had to know where they were welcome, where they had to know where they could buy gas, where they had to know where they could stop to go to the bathroom. That's where the term woke came from. And when the family said, stay woke, they were telling them, stay careful, stay vigilant for the racism down south. Now, the expression, stay woke, came back into popularity with the Trump era, because all of the signs of fascism and racism and white supremacy were rearing their head long before he took the oath of office. And people were warning them, each other, stay woke. Now, this woman couldn't define woke because it doesn't mean what she thinks it means. She wants to demonize the term woke to mean socialism, pedophilia, and all these horrible, nasty, diverse things that they keep accusing gay people and people of color, the drugs and the sex and the rock and roll and that free lifestyle that's all part of being woke. No, the term woke just means stay alert because danger is afoot. And you know what? As much as I have said on this program, you can be too woke. And I did mean it at the time, when you're coming after Lin-Manuel because he didn't have enough people of color in his movie, that might be a little bit too afraid of racism, because Lin-Manuel is anything but a racist. But when you need to stay alert for racism and oppression, if ever there was a time since the Great Migration and the time of Emmett Till and the time of Rosa Parks, it's the time to stay woke. What's happening in Florida with the book banning, where they banned 28 out of 38 mass textbooks for being too woke. And the reason they were woke is because Word Problems said things like Juanita has 7 mangoes and Juan has 6. If Juan gives her 1 mango, how many mangoes does Juanita have? That's too woke for the Florida Board of Wokeness. The place where woke goes to die, that means the place where you can't be vigilant, where you can't protect yourself. And they don't want to protect anybody who isn't cis, white, gender, Christian. So you know what I got to say, kids? Stay woke.
Stay woke, says Vera.
Isn't that a song?
Is it? I don't know.
What it is mangoes. Juanita's mangoes? I love it. Juanita has enough mangoes to make some daiquiris. That's what I think.
Oh, fucking yeah.
And it's lyrics. It's kind of all like well-intentioned ideas presented poorly sometimes. It comes out like to a case of, you know, they have the best intention of like, I want representation, but I'm going to say that someone who is striving for representation is a racist because there's not enough representation. It's like,
right.
What the fuck? And this week's What the Fuck Weekly is the same.
What the?
Before we go, I must point out that, you know, there is there's a town in Thailand that is trying to do things to, you know, with the best intention of animal conservation for elephants and positive body image. But one questions whether the execution was a little bit off when the Miss Jumbo Queen beauty pageant had a competition where 6 of their contestants had to try and out-eat an elephant. Look, it's probably the best idea, probably better left.
I'm fucking out of here. <cutting room. laughs>
She's off.
What the fuck? An idea
best left on the cutting room floor, but needless to say, the elephant won. Just saying.
Of course.
I'm just saying, but you know.
I don't know. That. I know some bitches that might have been able to win.
As a fat chick, that's offensive, you know? Like, you're fucking right.
Every time you think we're moving towards, you know, that's something offensive. Better, something bigger, you chuck 6 fat chicks next to an elephant and...
Yeah. Yes, and you call Miss Jumbo? Like, Miss Jumbo fucking Hawaii?
Miss Jumbo Queen. It's like, oh,
Miss Jumbo Queen.
Miss Jumbo
Queen. Could you fucking imagine the goddamn crown? Like, I can't even... The sash... Like, would you even see the fucking sash? Like, yes. I couldn't fucking imagine. Miss Jumbo fucking Queen.
Miss Jumbo. Are you
fucking kidding me right now? I would get up there, I'd be like, Jumbo Queen, my fucking pussy, you bitch. And then I'd just like, oh my God. Oh my God.
We'll leave you with this Jumbo Queen this week. We hope you have a Jumbo Queen of a week, and we will see you soon again on Uncensored Ring.
Jumbo Queen.
But Jumbo! And just so you know, it's inclusive. Just so you know.
I will not be on
it's women. Week. It's women and ladyboys over 80 kilos. So put that in your pipe and smoke it. She gone!